Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's not quite the notes of blackberry with oaky overtones that you might find in a cab salve, but marine scientists recently called on wine chemists to determine why plastic smells like food to seabirds. The chemists found out that when plastic is left in the ocean, it gains a hint of the sulfur compound dimethyl sulfide, or DMS, which is a chemical released by algae. And even though it's stinky, DMS's odor has been likened to rotten cabbages. That smell is like a dinner bell for some long-billed super-sniffer seabirds. The study, published in Science Advances, examined why some seabirds mistake plastic for chow. It turns out that DMS is a smell they associate with the aroma of food. Once they realize they haven't found food at all, it's too late. They've already got a snootful and a bellyful of plastic. The study also explains why some species, such as petrels, albatross, and other tube noses, are more prone to binging on plastic than others. The study's lead author, Matthew Savoca, who participated in it as a graduate student at UC Davis, explained the researcher's angle in a press release. He said, "Animals usually have a reason for the decisions they make. If we want to truly understand why animals are eating plastic in the ocean, we have to think about how animals find food." Tube noses had already been shown to follow their noses to food. And so the first step for this study was to learn what plastic smells like after it's been in the water. The scientists loaded pellets of three common types of plastic, high-density polyethylene, low-density polyethylene, and polypropylene, in two mesh bags and tied the bags to a buoy in the ocean at Monterey Bay and Bodega Bay off the California coast. 3 weeks later, the bags were collected, and then the wine experts at the UC Davis Robert Mondavi Institute for Wine and Food Science were called in. A chemical analyzer showed that the plastics smelled of DMS, thanks to algae that had coated the plastic. The chemical is released when animals such as krill, a tube-nosed favorite food, eat the algae. This works to alert the birds to the presence of a meal of their own. It's a case of having a world-class sniffer not being a good thing. The researchers found that the seabirds that follow their noses via DMS to food are almost 6 times more likely to ingest plastic as other birds. A 2015 study estimated that an alarming 90% of seabirds eat plastic. Sharp pieces of plastic can injure their internal organs, while soft pieces can affect body weight, since plastic takes up space in the stomach without giving any nutrition. The health effects of plastic on birds have not been completely studied, but more than 4.8 million metric tons of plastic waste are dumped into the ocean every year. Some estimates put the amount as high as 12.7 million metric tons. So this is another good reason to reduce, reuse, and/or recycle your plastics. Today's episode is based on the article, "There's a Stinky Reason Seabirds Eat Plastic," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Karen Kirkpatrick. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.